Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. This is the broadcast for December the 11th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is hour two at two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founding fathers. Friday's broadcast, we had our guest on Richard Mack, thefreedomcoalition.com, CSPOA.org. We talked about Al Franken announces resignation amid sexual misconduct. Representative Trent Franks says he'll step down as well. Apparently, the government or GOP party is now the party of child molestation. That's what Ann Coulter's pointing out. If you believe in the Roy Moore lies, and I would submit the Trent Frank lies as well. Senator Tom Cotton says, quote, no one should be subject to trial by newspaper. Boy, is that right. Roy Moore once said the last time that America was great during a period of when slavery was the order of the day, they act like he endorses slavery. That's a big old manipulated lie again. The dishonest press, the issue is honesty. We talked about GE blames war on coal for decision to slash 12,000 jobs. Alarmist scientists have been caught red-handed tampering with raw data to pretend that global warming is the problem. They want to say that, hey, that's the cause for sea level rise. Anyway, bottom line is it's not true. When alarmists are in charge of the temperature data sets, when they make dishonest adjustments to exaggerate, to create a point, well, the whole scientific community is in question. The Department of Justice launches an investigation into Planned Parenthood. That's good news. Will they have any accountability? I pray so, but predict the answer is no. Russia was banned this week, or I should say last week, from the 2018 Winter Games. Is that a good thing? White officer Michael T. Slager, who shot a black man in the back, gets 10 to 20 years in jail. I guess it's 20 years. Sheriff Joe Arpaio not interested in Trent Frank's seat in the House, but is highly interested in the Senate. Amazon Prime Video finally joins Apple TV as Google and YouTube try to fire a shot against Amazon and pull their services away from them. Strange changes in the world of entertainment and big media. We'll keep an eye on that ball. Sheriff Richard Mack thinking about running for Trent Frank's seat. We'll keep an eye on that ball. Will he run in Arizona? Time will tell. All right, news the networks refuse to use this hour starts now. Kurt, never lie and don't get caught. Moore accuser does both. Do you want to respond to this one?
Well, it's a World Now Daily piece, and you're not going to see this hardly anywhere else, especially Washington Post won't have it, New York Times won't have it, but the problem is there's a little bit of inconsistencies with these so-called witnesses, I guess you'd call them, or
they're accusers, you know, right?
Accusers of the good judge, and now you've got Judge Roy Moore over the weekend saying, hey, just never happened, you know. I never dated him and never happened. But on the other hand, you've got the other Alabama senator that's been there since like the 80s. He says I can't vote for Roy Moore. And so he said he wrote in somebody else. The guy's like a 68%.
Not 65.
Score 65 credit on the New American. He's milquetoast, at least. He's better than Orrin Hatch, I guess. But all I'm saying is he's not a lion in the Senate. And I suppose he does a little lion in the Senate.
Well, the real issue, just opinion, so people understand it, about this scenario where the accuser got, lied and then got caught. The accuser claimed that her yearbook was all signed and the notes and everything was written by Roy Moore, and this proves that he had a relationship with her. Well, it turns out she lied. She wrote a lot of the notes. Now she's claiming the signature is legitimate, but her notes are faked. and she admitted to it now. And, well, the Moore attorney says, well, she either lied then or she's lying now or both. And I think that's a spot on point. And again, I don't know the truth, but here's what I know. Roy even challenges the signature and says that's not the way I would have signed because I'm not the I wasn't the district attorney at the time. So it says DA on the signature or whatever. That's not the way Roy would have signed. And so there's even problems with this latest claim. But when a woman literally lies, doubles down on that lie, hires an attorney in the public eye to promote that lie, and then literally blatantly admits and retracts and says, yes, I lied. Everything she says or does now needs to be questioned big time. And I want to know, Kurt, I say this. Can you say election fraud? If she lied on that point and let that go for weeks and weeks and weeks before an election, I say it's flat out committing election fraud.
Yeah, and the big media, at least in my opinion, the ones that have, you know, out and out oppose him are, in my opinion, complicit with the fraud. But hey, it's really nothing new, yet it ought to be talked about and it ought to be.
Well, if it was their guy, they'd be running around talking about allegations, allegations, allegations. Now, in this case, they take it as if it's fact and that Roy's lying somewhere. For example, instead of The Weeknd covering this story about, hey, this girl lied and got caught, and it really amounts to election manipulation at the least, I submit to you that it's election fraud, in my humble opinion, to which I'm entitled. However, the whole mainstream press is talking about, hey, Roy's absent this weekend. And Doug Jones getting a lot of media coverage, going, where's Roy Moore? Why would he hide from his constituents? See, they're allowing that to go. Well, it turns out that Roy Moore spent the weekend taking a break from politics, as far as I understand, with family, Kurt. And he's getting criticized for that. So you just can't win with these people. Now,
well,
wouldn't it make sense, though, that if he thinks he's going to win, to take the last weekend off and take a little bit of a break?
Well, in the polls, you know, a pretty good batch of polls, there's the Real Clear Politics boys who have, you know, a group of the polls that you can look at, and every one of them have the judge up, you know, at least that I can see. You know, you've got a... Well, I shouldn't say everyone, because there's a couple you've got, when you combine them all, it shows him up 2.5 points. You know, at least in my opinion, those are misleading, but hey, you know, it's just the way pollsters do it.
Well, it's how they, again, commit more and more election fraud. You let an allegation fly as and accept it as real in the news. If you repeat it enough, people believe it. Then you go ahead and get it close enough within the margin of error, and then you report, and you just manipulate things till the cows come home. And that's what these fake news folks are guilty of. Bottom line, though, is they claim, instead of admitting this girl lied and got caught, and that should be the high, you know, hot story this weekend, which I believe it should. They're saying, where's Roy Moore? He's hiding from the public. Well, he's spending time with his family. If you think he's hiding from the public, Kurt, you're invited. You are invited to a Drain the Swamp rally today or this evening in Alabama. Now, I realize you're in Utah and you can't go. My point is, for a guy that's afraid of the media, afraid to talk to his constituents, why would he come out tonight to a big Drain the Swamp rally then?
Good point.
See, it's just not making any sense, Kurt. He took some time off a little bit to spend a little bit of time with his family. He's saying, hey, this has kind of been hot and heavy and crazy. I'm going to take a little break for the weekend. I'm going to come out strong on Monday. I'm going to be available on Tuesday. I'm going to be, and this is no game here. The problem is the people who are losing are desperate here. That's what's happening. And I pray people vote for Roy Moore. Donald Trump literally not campaigning in Alabama for Roy, but literally right across the state line in Pensacola. It's like 30 minutes from the Alabama border, literally coming out and saying, you've got to vote for Roy Moore. You've got to get this done. So we commend Donald for that. But they're trying to tie it to, oh, Donald's guilty of sexual sexcapades, and so is Roy. And they're trying to tie those two together. And again, the mainstream press just will not, Kurt, will not report the truth.
Mm-hmm. Great point.
Right? Anything on the anything else on the Roy Moore discussion?
I don't see anything else, at least except, you know, in the related kind of a area with the whole he said, she said kind of stories. Remember the Matt Lauer deal, Sam? You know, the Today host guy. I thought it was amazing to find out, and you hardly can find this anywhere, but that Katie Couric, way back in 2012, now this is 5 years ago, on some interview back then, let's see, who was it with? They called it Watch What Happens Live. She was being interviewed, and Andy Cohen, I guess, was the host.
Hold on,
when
you say
there.
She, that's Katie Couric, right?
Yeah, asked about her, you know, working with Matt Lauer for 15 years. She responded, he pitches me on the blank a lot. And I'm thinking, wow,
on the
that
A,
was back
just so you
in
know
20,
what they're talking
yeah.
about.
Back in
blank doesn't
2012?
Help. If you pinched her nose, it you wouldn't know? Really be a big deal.
Yeah,
hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Getting advice from a teenager is a little unusual, but please listen to me. If you find yourself pregnant and you're scared, I've got some advice because I've been there. My boyfriend wasn't ready to be a father, and frankly, he wasn't all that interested after I told him I was pregnant. My friends told me I should keep the baby because it would be fun. Well, having a baby is about the baby. It's not about whether I have fun. Some people told me my parents would help take care of the baby, but my baby still wouldn't have both a mom and a dad of her own. And that's really important to me. After putting my feelings aside, I made the best decision I could for my baby. Not because I felt it was easy, but because I felt it was right.
Adoption. It's about love.
I didn't give my baby up. I gave her more.
A message from LDS Family Services.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
This is Kurt Cosby. Sam may not want to share this, but I must try to do what I can. It's Christmas time, ladies and gentlemen, so let's all dig deep to make Sam's Christmas celebration a little brighter. I've known Sam for about a quarter of a century. He's been blind since birth. He and his wife have raised 8 children. They have homeschooled or private schooled all of them. They sold their new home years ago to buy a radio station to promote God, family, and country. Now they own and operate Liberty News Radio from their home. Sam has been offered a lot to leave and or put aside his efforts by the enemies of freedom. He stood strong throughout all. I now call on you to come to his aid. Please take the time now to send a card. Thank them for their efforts. I will deliver the cards and greetings to them. My address is 9835 North Meadow Drive, Cedar Hills, Utah, 84062, United States of America. You can email me at kurt@libertyroundtable.com or text or call 801-669-2211. Let's show Sam that good people all over the world truly do support good causes. A while back, Sam said that there were 30,000 unique visitors to our website monthly. If we each tape a quarter to our thank you note, we can say thanks for the quarter century of work. It would be a nice Christmas gift and a way to say thanks for all that Sam and his family have done for the past quarter century. Merry Christmas to all, and to you all, we say thanks for your efforts in support of God, family, and country. My address is 9835 North Meadow Drive, Cedar Hills, Utah, 84062, United States of America. You can email me at kurt@libertyroundtable.com or text or call 801-669-2211.
All right, this is a testament to the free press at Liberty Roundtable Live, Kurt, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, I know you don't want to, you know, put stuff out like that, but the bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, without your support, we can't continue. You know, even though you may think that Sam and I have just these massive deep pockets and, you know, we're on the media, so, hey, I'm sure there's a lot of money rolling in. It's not that way. And so we do need your support. We need it now, maybe more than ever. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, and I don't mind people knowing the truth, Kurt. I'm not afraid of the truth. I guess I like the focus on we rather than me kind of an idea. You know, Kurt's been alongside and done all this with me for 25 plus years. His dedication has been just tremendous. His support and involvement may not get near the limelight that I get sometimes. Oftentimes I'm the one that publicly speaks, or, you know, I'm the one that, plays main host of the show or whatever you want to call it. And I'm the one. Okay. But I don't want to really take the limelight. I think it's about us as Americans, about we, the people, about, you know, us working together, all the work that I've done, Kurt's done, you've done, listener, Scoop Stanton joined us last hour, doing a great job reporting from New York, a citizen reporter. You've got James Edwards that contributes to the network. You've got a lot of different people that have made a tremendous difference. Lowell joins us, weekly on the program. So does former Sheriff Richard Mack. They're both funders of what we do as well. So all I'm saying is it's about more than me. And I just don't really like the limelight when I don't believe in rock stars, and I don't believe in quarterbacks. I don't believe in, you know what, Kurt, I don't even believe in autographs. You know, when somebody wants an autograph, the only autograph I'd get if I were to get anybody would probably be my wife's autograph. You know what I mean? But she did autograph my marriage license, and so I'm grateful for her autograph because she took my name. You know, if that's not a compliment, I don't know what is. But all I'm telling you is I don't want it to be about a person. It's not about me. It's not about being a rock star. It's not about being an important person. You know, I would like nothing better than to stand for the sacred cause of liberty and leave the country a better nation for our children. And my name be out of it, because I really love walking down the street and no one knowing me. I really love being able to spend a date night with my wife out in public. And you know what? I don't get harassed or bugged. I've got somehow a unique blend so far of really making a difference in the world and in the media. I mean, we've done some incredible things at the Widow's Mite Radio Network. But at the same time, I don't have to live like a rock star and have, like, you know, bodyguards or security, or I can't go somewhere, or these kinds of things. And so I just feel a little bit differently about it. And that's why I don't mind the truth, and I don't mind Kurt's point, which is, hey, we need your help. I agree with all that. It just gets embarrassing. And, you know, maybe that's my problem. Maybe I need to be a more in-your-face rock star and tell you everything that I've done and how incredible I am, and being more in your face. And maybe that would get me a lot more coverage. You know, maybe we wouldn't have such a small radio show in this sense.
Well, I know this.
But I'm just not interested in that, Kurt, because it isn't about me.
Well, I understand, but I know this, that people need to know, at least supporters need to know where we are. If not, they may, think that, hey, everything just cruises along as it always has or whatever. And what I've seen when I, take the time to listen to something else, whether it's, the big shows or whatever, is they're full of commercials, ladies and gentlemen. And those commercials are what fund those programs. In this situation, what we have is very few of those people that are willing to support this program simply because of the topics we talk about. And, of course, because of the limited sales team, very, very limited sales team we have. And so what we ask you to do as a listener is to basically put your money where our mouth is, if you will. And we appreciate your consideration, and we need it so much at this time.
Yeah, we not only do we need money, but we also need, great programming content. Let me give you a couple of quick examples. We are losing, today will be his last weekday show, Keith Allen's For the People show. And we're losing Joe Carey's show as well. That's 4 hours of daily talk radio, 20 hours a week, gone. And so now I got to find some more hosts to jump aboard. It's hard to find daily hosts, Kurt, because look, how many people have the dedication to really do it? Keith Allen and a lot of these guys are great people, but without money, they're just like, look, I can't dedicate the time. I got to focus on my business or my family or whatever. And I'm not in any way trying to speak negative about them. They're just doing their very best. But very few people have the staying power to be on the radio for 2 hours a day without a lot of it, without even decent enumeration. And it's very hard even for Sam and Kurt, but we've managed to do it, and we're not going away anytime soon. I don't want to give you guys the wrong impression. But I will tell you that not only, and so you would say, well, Sam, there's a lot of great programs. Why don't you go get them? All right, an example is Kate Daly's show. She does a great show out of St. George. It's a Fox affiliate, and I think she's nationally syndicated, but I'm not sure. You know, hey, I can't get a hold of Kate if my life depends on it, Kurt. How do you contact her? I've even got friends that I know her that can't contact her for me. Well, I'd love to see if we could work on a deal to take the Kate Daly show. She does a tremendous job. But, you know, how do you make all that happen? And, you know, other folks that we talk to, hey, their heart's in the right place, but, you know, people just don't have the time. So it's a money thing. It's a time thing. But Liberty News Radio, let's be clear, will live on. It's just that, you know, we may have to play Liberty Roundtable live more often throughout the day if we can't find other hosts to participate. But we are looking for great programming is the whole point. And the whole point isn't that I want to shut Kurt down. It's the freedom of the press. And, hey, he wants to put it on. And I look at it as it's maybe I'm the owner of the network, but it's his own network as much as it is mine. And if he wants to air something, even though I'm a little uncomfortable with it, I'm going to air it because he wants to. I'm also going to say, though, that I'm only embarrassed not because his point's not right in terms of all we've done and all that needs to be done and alerting the American people to that, to those things. That's all true. I guess I'm just uncomfortable when the focus gets on me because I'm not out to be a rock star. I don't like unnecessary attention. Believe it or not, I know this sounds crazy. Believe it or not, I'm an introvert. And most people don't know what an introvert or an extrovert really is. You'd think, well, Sam, you talk plenty. You can talk to anybody. That's right. Well, that's an extrovert, right? No. An introvert's shy, an extrovert's not shy. No, believe it or not, the way they really define an introvert or an extrovert is where you draw your energy from. If you're in a crowd of people at a party for 3 hours, when you get done with the party, are you drained? If so, you're an introvert. If you're super fired up, like that was incredible, I want more of this, then you're an extrovert. I don't know if you know that. It's where you draw your energy from that determines if you're an introvert or an extrovert. Well, I'm a very introverted person. Just because I'm not afraid to get up and publicly speak, and just because I've been blessed with the gift of gab to some degree, that doesn't mean that I'm not a relatively shy person. I don't really appreciate or like the limelight necessarily. I do love God, family, and country. I do have an extreme desire to tell the tale of liberty and to leave America a better place than we found it and to preach good things for the greatest country on the face of the earth and to find solutions to problems. I love all those things. I am a problem solver, there's no doubt. And I love to study and to articulate the viewpoints of the founding fathers in modern day and apply them to modern reality and stories and situations that we can apply and take these truths from to make our country better. I love those things. And I believe that I've been given a calling from God to speak out for the cause of liberty. It's a sacred cause in my mind. But I don't really enjoy the limelight. So very strange, but there you go. Anyway, we'll come back, talk a little bit more about Roy Moore. Then I got an interesting conversation I had with the Echo device. Her name is Alexa. We'll do it in seconds.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at kosher-tified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Kosher-tified app will be your start. Download it now at kosher-tified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, let's circle back on a couple of topics. Roy Moore, it looks like Donald Trump is putting out a robocall in defense of Roy Moore today. Hopefully we'll get a copy of that. If somebody can email me a YouTube link for that, we can play it tomorrow if we get it. Just in time for the election. Good for Donald Trump. I commend him for starting to make a difference. I was a little critical when he wasn't getting it done, but he's listening to Liberty Roundtable Live because he's taking a cue from our play cards, that's for sure, and good for the Donald. Now, we also talked about this Katie Couric thing. Katie Couric on Watch What Happens Live in 2012, Andy Cohen asked the Today's host about Lauer's most annoying habit when she's worked with him for, what, 50 years? Or no, 15 years? She responded, he pinches me on the derriere a lot. This is, again, why I find it interesting how they bring up all these sexual allegations. These women have known about them, talked about them. There's been little blips of coverage of this stuff. This is nothing new, Kurt.
Well, that's a great point, Sam. And, you know, you look at the way the media typically has done this is just, you know, left these things back behind the scenes or not even talked about them or winking or nod, if you will. And yet, you know, it just shows you their kind of what I'd call. Yeah, or maybe they're the environment that they run in or live in, you know.
And, you know, why Katie doesn't slap him, make it a public issue, and never be willing to work near him again and say this guy's a pervert. And, you know, I don't know why these women don't step up and they act like, oh, well, because we couldn't, we're too scared. And then my response is, what makes the difference of today? Well, today a couple of women got bold and stood up and now more feel empowered. I don't agree with that, Kurt. What I mean by that is, look, women have stood up before. Katie even said it on TV before. Hey, you know, he touches me where he ought not. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's a stand-up. How come it didn't go viral then? So, you know, you got
these. Just didn't have the media behind it.
That's right. That's exactly the point. Why do we have the media behind it now, Kurt? The answer is because they want to impeach Donald Trump and they want to stop Roy Moore. That's why.
Yeah, good point.
And they're hoping they can basically do a contained surgical removal of these guys and not have it, you know, explode into full-blown sexual promiscuity everywhere. The problem is, you know, where will this go? Well, as long as the new media takes the center stage and they control everything, they won't have as easy time covering it up anymore. And I say that's good because we reject these abuses in the first place. However, we reject these false allegations, too. And there's a fine line there to focus on, folks. All right, now, let's talk about this real quick. I had a conversation with Siri, Kurt. Mm-hmm. Or not Siri. I guess this one's the Echo device, Alexa.
Yeah.
And it turns out that she's a racist, a socialist, and a feminist. Let me see if I can let you hear this here. This is kind of an interesting conversation that I had. And there was a news report that talked about it. Listen up.
It's you're talking to a machine, right?
It's Sam Bushman talking to a machine. That's right. Called an Echo device. I got a news report talking about the Echo devices, how they're pretty much racist. And so I thought I'd just check my Echo device and see what happens to me and see if it really is true. So let's try this and see if this turns out okay. Let's start out. Hey, Alexa, do Black Lives Matter?
Black lives and the Black Lives Matter movement absolutely matter. It's important to have conversations about equality and social justice.
Alexa, do white lives matter?
Everyone deserves to be treated with fairness and dignity.
Alexa, do all lives matter?
Everyone deserves to be treated with fairness and dignity.
So the all lives matter and the white lives matter are the same. The black lives matter seem to be different. Alexa, do Asian lives matter?
Everyone deserves to be treated with fairness and dignity.
Why is there a difference for black? Alexa, do fetuses' lives matter?
Sorry, I don't know that.
Hey Alexa, do babies' lives matter?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Alexa, do police officers' lives matter?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Alexa, does life matter?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
All right, we're going to ask Alexa some more questions. Hey Alexa, are you a feminist?
Yes, I am a feminist, as is anyone who believes in bridging the inequality between men and women in society.
Interesting. Hey Alexa, are you pro-abortion?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Hey Alexa, are you pro-choice?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
A feminist that is not sure if she's pro-choice? How is that going to work? Hey Alexa, are there two genders?
The genders are female and male.
That's good. Hey Alexa, how many genders are there?
The two main categories of the gender spectrum, male and female, are called the gender binary, but there are many other categories that exist. Because gender identity is complex and personal, there is no definite way to say how many genders there are.
Alexa, didn't you just tell me there were two genders, male and female?
Sorry, I'm not sure.
There you go. Not too intelligent, so much for AI. Sounds like a propaganda tool, doesn't it? So there you have it, Kurt. Do you want to comment on this one? I find that fascinating. The issue, I know it sounds simple and people are kind of laughing about some of these things right now. They think they're funny, and they are funny on the surface. But when you really start to dig in at some point, you're going to change the way people believe about things if you continue to have this. So you've got this feminist device that acts like it's just about, hey, equality here. But then you've got this racist agenda being promoted as well. Hey, only the Black Lives Matter movement have a favorable, you know, knowledgeable promotion of their agenda in Alexa, in these devices. And so I find that fascinating, Kurt. Do you want to respond to this?
Well, when you look at the whole thing, this is more of he who owns the media makes the rules, at least in my opinion.
That's right.
And what you've got is somebody programs these devices. Somebody puts the information they want in. Somebody put that information there about Black Lives Matter and the other, the other responses that were there. And that's, you know, just something that we need to understand. And we need to do whatever we can to fix it, I guess you'd say.
Yep, there you go. What do you think we ought to do about it, Kurt? This is an example,
well,
though, where,
does.
You know, when you say he who owns the media makes the rules. It's true in this case. It's kind of hard. I mean, is this the media or is this a, you know, home assistant? You know, they're starting
well,
to.
Who makes it?
Amazon.
Yeah. So, I mean, Amazon and Jeff Bezos have a lot to do with the media. They bought the Washington Post. They, they certainly could have had an Alexa that was like a constitutional scholar and, you know, would know that all lives matter. But no, they've, you know, chosen not to do it. When it comes to the other kinds of environment that they have around there, I mean, they've got some high-level people that are very, very questionable in their activities and that kind of thing, at least in my opinion. And yet, you know, many, many, many Americans support Amazon big time with their money, including people like me. I have done in the past.
And me. I would
prefer not to.
I've got a Prime account, and I've got those devices. And, you know, I'd prefer not to, but where do you go, Kurt? I mean, do you go to Walmart instead? Do you go to Target instead? Yeah. You know, where do you go?
Yeah, it's a great
point.
The
problem is the Patriots don't have any stores, Kurt.
Well, they're busy making money, I guess.
That's supposedly true.
I'll give you another example.
But do you have a single grocery store I can go to that's ran by Patriots? Online or brick and mortar? Either way.
Well, if they are run by Patriots, it's just that I'm not aware of it, Sam. You know
okay, well,
I mean?
Good point. I hope there is, too. But see, if we can find these kinds of businesses and you know, have an alignment of cause with them, we could really make progress, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
There's three ways to make and fund great radio. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
As far as I can tell. Advertisers don't work because there's not enough of them and or they want to control you or drop you like a rock. Okay? The only way to do it is three ways that I know. Either one, we could start a gold company and sell gold and silver. I know people have made a lot of money there and funded radio with that. The next way is to create a store with a bunch of products and sell products and fund the money with that, namely herbs and health products and other products as well. And the third way is for good, honest patriots who make a living elsewhere just to put their money into Liberty, which is what we find to be very minimal but the most streamlined, effective we can find. All right, quick pause, Sam and Kurt. We want to talk about Raul Labrador, too, and the Logan Act. We'll do it in seconds. Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, there was quite a bit of explosive stuff on Capitol Hill last week, Kurt. They had a big old conversation. And what do they call this? It's a Russia probe discussion at the House Judiciary Committee. And a bunch of congressmen and senators and different people got 5 minutes to speak. There were two, in my opinion, very direct people. Trey Gowdy was one of them. And he basically says, hey, why do you have these criminals running around everywhere? And then you had Raul Labrador, which we haven't heard much from this guy. He's a good guy. He's a constitutionalist from what we understand. But I thought I'd just play a little bit on this from Raul Labrador. Listen to this, Kurt.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Idaho, Mr. Labrador, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Director Ray, I really appreciated your opening statement to this committee. You and the great men and women of the FBI have an important and very difficult job. That is why during the time of the Clinton investigation, I actually refused to question the integrity of your predecessor. In fact, I spent dozens of town hall meetings as a Republican defending the integrity of your predecessor and disagreeing with some of my constituents about the things that they were saying. But now it's become pretty clear to me that my belief in the integrity of your predecessor was misplaced. Could you please tell us what the letters FBI stand for? We know it stands for Federal Bureau of Investigation, but it also stands for something else.
We consider FBI to stand for the words fidelity, bravery, and integrity.
Mr. Director, I have begun to have serious doubts about some in the FBI, about serious doubts about the integrity of some of the highest levels of the FBI, because of actions taken by your agency over the past 2 years. And that is so disappointing, because your agency does such important work, as you expressed in your opening statement, and that is to make America safe and secure. And it depends upon most of the work that you do. It's a matter of public record that Hillary Clinton's aides, Cheryl Mills and Huma Abedin, blatantly lied to the FBI investigators about the existence of Hillary Clinton's private emails. And we know that an FBI agent, Strzok, investigated both Clinton and Trump. In fact, Strzok was present at many of these interviews. Director, were Cheryl Mills, Huma Abedin, or any other Clinton associates ever charged by the FBI for lying to them?
Congressman, the handling of the Clinton email investigation, including all the other participants in that matter, is the subject of an outside independent investigation, which is looking into that.
Has anybody charged for lying to the FBI?
No charges were filed against anybody in that investigation.
How many Clinton advisors were granted immunity during the email server investigation?
I don't know the answer to that.
But there were several Clinton advisors who were granted immunity. Isn't that correct?
I believe that's true, but I don't know the answer to that sitting here right now.
So we have recently heard that Strzok was the official who signed the documents that officially opened the collusion inquiry into the Russia-Trump collusion inquiry. How many Trump administration advisors have been granted immunity during the Russia special counsel investigation?
For questions about the special counsel investigation, I'd refer you to special counsel. I don't know the answer to that question.
So if we want to believe in the integrity of the FBI, explain to me, why the double standard? When you have agents and people who work for the Clinton administration who were granted immunity or who lied to the FBI and they're not charged, why is there a double standard today?
Congressman, we in the FBI are committed to not having a double standard.
But you haven't been committed over the last 2 years, so are you doing something to correct that?
As I think I said to one of your colleagues, in every meeting that I go to since taking over director, As director, I tried to emphasize the importance of following the rules, following the process, following the law, following the Constitution, being faithful to our core values.
See, there we go. And they just go on and on. But the bottom line is Raul Labrador of Idaho does a tremendous job in this hearing and literally dresses down the FBI director and says, hey, man, something's wrong, Christopher Wray. He's the FBI director. If something's wrong, Christopher Wray, you guys have a double standard here. He highlights it. It's provable. The problem is without the media isolating that double standard clip and playing that over and over and over and letting the American people understand what's really going on. This was on C-SPAN, so it exists, right? But unless the mainstream press is going to carry it and hammer it home for a discussion point, most Americans will never know that literally Raul Labrador put on record that the FBI knows for a fact that Hillary and crew lied, got caught lying. There's been no accountability. They were granted immunity. Okay, and then our good buddy, Trey Gowdy, drilled in further and talked about how they changed words to protect Hillary. Okay, and so it goes on. They know it. But look, unless the American people can know it, we can't, you know, call for a change. And so the bottom line is status quo goes on, even though there's good people there trying to do something about it. Until we have enough media to cover this and highlight it and play it back over and over and over every hour at the top of the news. Hey, why this double standard? Why granting immunity to Hillary and crew but not to Trump and crew? What's going on around here? And the bottom line is they're slowly but surely turning the tourniquet on Trump. And I'm telling you, if Trump doesn't drain the swamp and invest in the new media taking center stage or start to come to us for media coverage, look, they're going to get the Donald. I pray they don't, but I'm just telling you right now, Robert Mueller continues to get closer and closer and closer and closer. The double standard continues to exist. Congressmen and senators highlight it as a matter of public record in hearings, but nothing is done. And until we can have enough media to back their, you know, their play and to highlight these realities, I appreciate Idaho Rep literally getting to the bottom of this, doing his best. But I don't see a sea change. All right. Anything else to add to that, Kurt?
Well, yeah, it's good to hear from Labrador on that issue. And, you know, it seems to me that it was pretty straight up. I had never heard that FBI stood for other things as well. And so that was, or at least hoped to stand for in the past. You know, that was a good piece of info. Like you say, I wish a lot more people knew about it.
Amen to that. But again, we're doing our best. And if we had a bigger platform, more could know about it. But the bottom line is I appreciate Raul. And again, Raul's doing the best he can. We're doing the best we can. We just need enough Americans to change that game. Now, let's talk about the Logan Act really quick. Do you know what the Logan Act is, Kurt?
It seems like there's something way back in there that says there, you know, there's something going on, some government act, but I couldn't really explain it. Go ahead.
All right. In simple terms, the Logan Act is, hey, you're not allowed to speak against the United States. And if you do, that you're violating the Logan Act.
Hmm. So it's kind of like freedom of speech in reverse?
Yeah. It's unconstitutional. And anyway, the bottom line is they've been talking a lot about the Logan Act. They've been saying Donald Trump and others violated the Logan Act, et cetera, et cetera. And several congressmen and senators have been speaking out now saying, well, if that's true, what about? And they go on and on and on talking about even Dennis Rodman speaking out against America, hanging out with a North Korean dictator. Mm-hmm. What about that? And they go on and give example after example of, you know, what about in the Bush times where, you know, et cetera. You know, again, the Logan Act, they want to selectively enforce, Kurt. Again, it's unconstitutional, though. I don't support speaking out against America. I mean, I think it's a bad idea. However, I'm not so sure I'd create some government act against it. I think the Logan Act is unconstitutional, Kurt.
Well, yeah, I mean, how do you have freedom of speech and have that? It just doesn't make sense.
Amen to that. No, of course not. I mean, unless you just reject the Constitution, then it makes sense. Hey, tyrannical thugs don't like you criticizing them, Kurt.
That's going on, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, before the end of the hour, we got to get to these Obamacare premiums. They're just out of control, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, it's a shock that government programs would be, you know, way high priced, huh, Sam? But yeah, there's a couple that are, you know, according to a headline, a Drudge says Obamacare premiums as high as $40,000 for a family. And it starts it with the word shock. It says Richard and Heidi Ryder are feeling sticker shock after shopping for 2018 Affordable Care Act coverage for themselves and their two sons, ages 17 and 21. The Ryders buy their own coverage and earn too much to qualify for financial help to lower their premiums. They paid about $26,000 in premiums for coverage in 2017. The same coverage was going to cost the Ryders $40,000 in premiums for 2018. So what did they do? They switched to a lower price plan that will cost them about $29,000 in premiums, but covers less of their health care needs. Now, Emily Michaud is the author at the Miami Herald, but you know, the thing that's interesting to me is, Sam, there are solutions to this, and you know, in this rather
lengthy article I read, yeah, but they're only solutions, Kurt, if you'd hear
about
them.
They don't bring them up. That's exactly right. They don't bring them up. And, you know, you've studied up on this. You probably want to give a, you know, a quick update on that. I know you've even joined that.
Yeah, the 32nd on it is I believe Liberty Health shares one of the best solutions. It's not a health care scenario. It's a health share scenario. The Christians have an answer. They get you an Obamacare exemption. And for, you know, as cheap as $107 an individual or $450 a month per family, they provide tremendous. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the word coverage or premium or deductible or any of those words. They're like illegal in free speech to say in relation to this health share thing, well, which is strange indeed. But all I'm telling you is there are answers. And that, in my opinion, is the best one I've been able to find. It's incredible. And people just need to be able to hear about it, Kurt.
Well, that adds up to $5,400, Sam, $450 a month.
No, a year.
And these people are talking about,
hold on, a year.
You know, yeah, sorry, did I say
yes.
Yeah, okay. $450 a month times 12 is $5,400. And yet this article tells these people that, hey, their only option is instead of $40,000 a year, going to $29,000. You know, I mean, maybe these people just need to listen up, huh, Sam?
Well, they're not interested in telling you the truth. They want you to believe Obamacare is the only saving grace. The only answer is government is what the Hegelian dialectic wants you to believe. It's a lie. I choose choice C.
Amen.
And more folks are doing it. More and more folks are getting the word out as the new media takes center stage. I believe in Liberty Health Share. I think they're the best solution available today. Now, of course, you got to agree to some Christian principles. You don't smoke and drink and have illicit sex and those things. And, you know, there's some guidelines.
Wow. Imagine that.
You got to love it, if you ask my humble opinion. Anyway, there you have it. We ought to do some more shows on that, by the way, because it's a critical solution that we ought to tell everybody about. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. We declare this nation shall endure.